when you need to know.
Viciously held hostage by Hamas.
The threat we face from China.
Russia alone stands in the way of peace.
You need the sky.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
That's where I get my news.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Yeah! 9 o'clock stretch, baby. Welcome to it. If you're going to pump it up every once in a while, you got to stretch it out. You know what I'm saying? Good morning and welcome. It is 9:07 time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And special guest in the studio, Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. And good morning, Art. How are you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. I am doing well. Thanks for having me once again.
Hey, 2 a.m. call. Something bad happened to this guy on my porch. What happens next?
Yeah, that's very much what happened. Caller calls in and said, hey, there's a man just ran up and is on my porch on the ground. He's been shot. And so, obviously, we responded along with EMS, able to locate where it occurred at. Detectives are still out working it. Don't have a motive yet.
This literally just happened early this morning.
Yeah, literally just happened about 2 a.m. this morning. Mm. So, we'll know more, hopefully, as the day progresses. And just throw out there that if anybody knows anything about it or has any information, Crime Stoppers is always available to give you a reward for your information. We don't want your name, just your information.
Right on. So make sure you do that. Eyes and ears of the community. Very important. Very helpful to law enforcement. And you don't want bad people running around shooting other people. That's not a good thing. The holidays are coming. And even before that, they're ongoing. There's always scams. What's the latest in, well, not greatest, but what's the latest?
It keeps happening. Obviously, we are a public agency, and so a lot of the members of our organization are posted on our website, and these scammers are adopting their identity, calling people, telling them they have a warrant or they've missed jury duty. They need them to deposit into a Bitcoin account or to get them gift cards. Many times they want the number right off the back of the card. The transaction is completed right there on the phone and the money is gone. And it continues to happen. People continue to fall for it. With the advancement of AI and voice cloning and things along those lines, it's only going to get worse. And I just want people to realize that no legitimate law enforcement agency is going to call them and tell them to give them money. If you have a warrant, we're going to knock on your door. And we're going to serve that warrant and you're going to bond out of the jail. So we're not going to ask you for money over the phone.
Anybody that asked you anything related to Bitcoin or gift cards, the answer is absolutely not. Hang up, call local law enforcement, inform them of a conversation that just took place.
Yeah, absolutely. And even they're calling loved ones that are older and posing as grandchildren and saying they're in jail and they need bond money. And of course, the grandparents, it's tugging at their heartstrings. They want to send the money. Hang that phone up and call your children directly.
We got a call one night several years ago, and it sounded like our daughter screaming, basically. And let me tell you something. There's no adrenaline like that adrenaline rush that you get. I don't care if it's the middle of the night. And we were fortunate. We were able to track her down. She was perfectly fine. It was part of a scam, apparently. And so they're very good at frightening people. If you're a little bit elderly or you're worried about your relatives and they paint some kind of story, but you got to be strong and you go, yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah, very high pressure. And I don't want to say anybody here in the room is old, but they tend to target our older population because they grew up in a generation where your word meant something. You may be a little more isolated, but your word always meant something,
right?
So they're more trusting, and that's why they're targeted.
Yeah, and then you throw in the law enforcement, hey, this Officer Kowalski, they look up, there is an Officer Kowalski. Clearly it's not him, but they don't know that. And so they figure, well, we have respect for law enforcement. No, why would somebody lie about something like this? I better go give them their money. Don't do it. You've got to,
absolutely, absolutely.
And call law enforcement, call somebody you trust and say, hey, this just happened. Burglary, jewelry arrest, what happened?
Yeah, pair broke into a home. Remy Acosta, from here in Gainesville, 44, and Crystal Walker, 29, from here in Gainesville, both claimed to be homeless, but they broke into a home. They ransacked it. They took almost $23,000 in jewelry.
Woo.
And were still inside the home when the residents came home. So, you know, we were able to provide them with a little
some assistance,
custody and control,
yeah,
out at the department of the jail. And so we're in the process of trying to get some jewelry back and trying to make those people whole again.
Yeah, and they don't seem to do as much damage to, like, the stainless steel toilets and the steel bars.
No, those stay pretty well intact.
Oh, my gosh. Transition time at the sheriff's office. There was an election, do tell.
Yeah, there'll be a lot going on between now and the time the new sheriff is sworn in. A lot of audits done, a lot of inventories done. There'll be, you know, nameplates changed, stationery changed. So there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that people don't see that will begin right away, so that there is a smooth transition and seamless, won't even be noticed by the general public.
And what is the timetable? When will Chad Scott be sworn in?
Sometime the first week of January.
Okay. All right. So early January. In the meantime, obviously, they get ready. Everybody, you know.
Yeah, everybody's kind of getting ready and, okay, and transitioning.
Some people will be transitioning and, well, in all different ways. Let's move on. Bruce Darby arrested. This guy doesn't sound like a good guy. There's a felony warrant, and I guess he didn't want to be served and come peacefully.
Yeah, our warrants investigators actually located him and went to arrest him. He fled. He went on to the school grounds at the Horizon Center, where there were kids on the playground,
yeah,
before he was apprehended by the warrants deputies. He had a felony criminal mischief warrant. There's three awaiting sworn complaints for stalking and one criminal summons for property damage. So we were happy to locate him and get him out.
And is he being held, or is he able to make bail? Or?
He's out at the jail.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. And it's still hurricane season. Can you believe it? Here we are into November, and we're talking about this.
Yeah, the track on this one looks good. I think we've had our share of them this year, and we keep hoping that it'll go west of us, but just keep an eye on it. Hurricane season doesn't end till December or November the 30th, so just keep an eye on things.
We never want to steer it towards somebody else, but in this case, if the steering continues the way they think it will, it may kind of die out in before the Bay of Campeche or whatever, and might not really hurt anybody, which would,
yeah,
be great.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Art Forgy always goes by too fast. We always appreciate you coming in and sharing the news with us from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. So stay safe.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.